બહુ ગદાત્મક બહુ લક્ષી ફ્રોમ ડુઈંગ ઇન ભક્ત ભક્તિ ટુ બહુ ગદાત્મક આર ગૌ વિષ્ણુ ડુઈંગ chanting Gaur Gadadhar, Gaur Nityananda. All offenses will go away. And then it will come into Bhava Bhakti. And when Bhava Bhakti will be ripened, then ten Gaur will be seen as Radha and Krishna, and then Bhava Seva will be done. For lower classes, A, B, C, D. But in upper classes, A, B, C, D's are there, but not seen in A, B, C, D, but in words and sentences and in notes. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mercifully has established all this. To increase the bhakti to prema bhakti.
Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna combined. The Gadadha is also Radharani. So,
how is it here?
Thank
you. Huh? Go on.
So my question is, how can it be then that they are together and have
their pastime?
What's
this saying? Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna combined and the Gadadha.
Not combined. Mahaprabhu is not combined. Krishna is there. Krishna is there. Mood of Radhika is there with Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is near Krishna and house of Radha move. Gadadhari is like Guru. He is watching. How he is playing his part. And if he does anything wrong, he at once
corrects.
Krishna is playing part of Srimati Radhika. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna. But Krishna is telling, oh Krishna, oh Krishna. Being Radha. And she is watching how he is playing his part. Wrong or right. Gadadhar is inner Radhika and upper he is seen. Outer he is seen like Gadadhar. Actually he is Radha. And Mahaprabhu is actually Krishna. Gandhi Vasudev. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, as such, general devotee, differentiate between Radha, Krishna and Mahaprabhu. He is Mahaprabhu, he is Radha and Krishna and Mahaprabhu. He cannot imagine how they are one. But by bhakti, sadhan and bhakti, revelation will come that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. And Radha and Krishna is Mahaprabhu. Then he will not worship in two places. He will worship Mahaprabhu and he will know that I am worshipping Radha and Krishna. When Radha Krishna worshipping, he will understand that I am also worshipping like this.
Why then is Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna on the outside? Why separate on the outside?
What?
Why are they vigrahas on the altar, Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu?
For them.
For these people.
For these people. And the Maharajna,
sir. Guru Dev, if Bhaktivinoda Thakur was worshipping Gaur Gadadhara,
why did Bhaktivedanta Swami spread worship of Gaur Nithai around the world? Why didn't he bring worship of Gaur Gadadhara?
All acharyas have some especially in their life. Why we say sugar, salt, fire, tea, chutney, so many things, right?
Particular things.
Right.
We're taking all of these things.
Why? Take only one thing.
One thing.
So there are the devotees are what? Not one spirit. One mode. There are several modes. Some are doing kirtan, Hare Krishna, some are dancing. Nityananda Prabhu, Bhakeshwar Pandit, Haridas Thakur,
Nandji, dancing.
All dancing. Sarup Damodar,
singing.
Mukunda, and all are
singing.
And some rolling, some worshiping, some how. So different things. But as a whole, one thing. There is only Krishna Prem. But Krishna Prem has so many different mouths. No? Not one. Especially for five mouths. But prem as a whole is one. Understand?
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give a particular kind of prem.
But he has given everything. But he has come to give a special thing. But he has given Santudasya Satsabhasanga and Sadhan Bhakti, Bhav Bhakti, everything.
According to faith.
Those who are what it says, they have taken only that. So, Bhakti has everything. One can worship Radha, Gaur Nityananda, other who are instructor, Gaur Nityananda. Those who are in Sankha, they will think that he is Narayan or those who are in Bhakti, Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya Vishnu Chaitanya. Those who are in upper stage, Madhurya, they will go to Radha.
But Prabhupada also was in Madhurya Radha.
What?
Prabhupada also was giving this Madhurya Radha.
Who Prabhupada?
Bhaktivedanta Swami.
Bhaktivedanta Swami.
All of our acharyas.
To whom he has given Madhurya? You have seen? You have realized? To whom he has given Sapdasya? You have realized?
No.
No authority we have. We cannot do it. But the highest tales of Bhakti can't say anything about them. We only do kalpana. Imagine. I am Mayapadha Agnusha. Can you tell? What I told? My question?
I couldn't hear the first word you said.
Whether I am in Maya or out of Maya.
Can you tell?
Well, you're out of Maya, but you'll deny that.
But after Maya, take a bite, you can deny it.
You realize this fact? How?
By hearing you.
By hearing others.
Now hearing you.
Really? Out of Maya, he will not live in this world. If he will live, he will be mad. Like Sridhar Goswami and Nityananda Prabhu. Where he is going? No certain. What he is telling?
Nobody knows.
Being a lady, devotee, he can tell, oh my Sakha, Or to Dham, where are you going? Seeing a Purush,
man,
he can tell, oh,
Sakhi,
where you are going? He will go to Sakhi Devi and he will take her
breast
and begin to take like
baby.
And
naked on.
And naked.
And
he will take his.
Yes.
And oh, Kanai, where you are? Kanai. And he will tell like, waiting. I cannot take care of all these thousands, lakhs and lakhs thousands. Where you are sleeping, and he becomes. Thank you. So, a man being out of Maya is not an ordinary person. And sometimes he will say that he is out of Maya. But any common person will not. You have done your parikrama well? None of these, huh? What are they?
Sankara Dweep, Srimantra Dweep, Gaudrin Dweep, Sola Dweep,
Modadruma
Dweep, Rudra Dweep,
Rudra Dweep.
Rudra Dweep.
Five.
Serving the lotus feet.
Also, parikrama. Parikramanam of?
A food.
Dham. Dham. Parikramanam of? Food Padasevan.
The Lord.
Who is Lord?
Gauranga.
Gauranga.
That is not.
Gauranga and Krishna. So Padasevan is? What is that? What is that? What is that? Ordinary Sadhu.
Yes.
That day?
Yeah.
Sevakun. This place is So, remembering that Bhaktila, the Krishna is serving the lotus feet of Sisipat, coming here. Understand?
Yes.
You understood?
They were
not so attached to their position.
They were.
That one.
Mythology?
Anthology?
Yeah.
Anthology.
Yeah.
Mythology.
Morphology means?
Mythology.
Mythology means really we want, what we want. Something hard. And morphology, outward.
Like sweeping the floor or the jar like that?
Like you can understand by an example that there is a maid servant in a household or house. And she is cooking, washing clothes, washing pots, cooking, washing clothes, everything. And morphology.
Cooking and cleaning.
Cooking, everything doing. And his wife, her children, doing nothing. His wife producing. You have not got marketing. You have not done so anything. Why he has become so late? But why he loves her, his wife, and children? Why?
Because he's their everything.
Huh?
Because he's everything to them and they love him.
But does not start like that, Mr. Singh?
But by heart they're always thinking of him and waiting for him.
If anyone starts like this, anthropological, not morphological. Morphology, service is also service. Sitting, doing here, this, that, doing so many things, following orders, everything. But why? Get order to them. But he agrees everything. You should know this by this way. How to serve Guru?
Like Naveen rebukes you, but he loves you more than anybody.
It may be not be. It may be that you are so very far different, but you can love more than me. Uma does not live with me, but he may serve. If anyone doing service by this body, physical body, this is service. If anyone serving anyone by mind, this is also service. And if anyone service by Atma, he is serving by it. So it is not question of far away or near. To give heart. That is why I keep the heart in my pocket. Beautiful heart. I want to collect.
Also, in regard to chanting, if we read something of Krishna's Leela and then we try to remember while we're chanting, that's not the same. And we can remember a little bit by mind, that's not the same as hearing. So how do we develop a relationship with the name itself, or is it all right just to think of the Leela separately?
Not, it will not be advanced by Leela, but it will be advanced by the devotees who are more advanced. Rati. And with the same mode that I use, merciful to me. Then by that hearing, class of hearing will make us happy. In association, we become happy. Understand?
Yeah.
And with Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami is telling me the past and past. Sanatana Goswami. Oh, there are so many Vaishnavas. But to whom I am especially attached and taking all these things, the most of that. It depends on my soul and also to that kind of heart. And by doing so,
by trying to have the same bhavana. Is it necessary to also try to hear independently or to just try to pray for the bhavana of the person who's giving us is it necessary to separately try to hear the name or during chanting to try to remember that person who loves us and who's giving us Radha Dasya?
This is Sadhana. What is Siddha? A chain of past and will come automatically, like the realm of sin. Whether you reach or not. And now we should try to follow that. But it is hard. But it is bad. And those who are not Adhan, then Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, I can't see it. And at last, what Rupa Goswami has told, what? Rupadi, Rupa Kaitadi, Sukhasanam, Kalinarasanamana Sivam. Sikhan Raje, Tadanuragi, Jananigami, Kalamane, Apilam, Sikhan.
Also, I'm giving classes at our temple.
Akalila and Mathura Lila and Bhajalila. Puri is like
Dwarka.
So we have to listen like that.
But in Chaitanya's Leela, he was in the mood of Radharani speaking to Lord Jagannath as Krishna.
But yet, no, this has been told more.
But also Gundicha is Vrindavan that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought Jagannath to. So does that have to do, the Gundicha pastime, does that have to do with Navadvipa or not?
You can't tell everything.
What will you tell?
Not from here,
you nothing comes here unless it comes from there.
It will come.
This is the same place as this deep Vrindavan, Golok. You should always be, you should always remember that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always here because all associates singing so loudly, so sweet. In Radha Bhav, outwardly he Gaur, but inwardly he is Krishna, always filled with the mood of Srimati Radhika, doing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Radhe Radhe. They are coming. Burning sense. And yet all the ladies and gentlemen and ladies, they have never walked in their life. Gundam,
tired. You can get this full of sad. Yet when I told them that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is and watching you all, he think that you are suffering so much for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And without anything, naked, heat you are doing. That's it, burning from other, burning from you. Yet you are running and doing. And doing chanting Hare Krishna, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will surely praise to you and give what you have come to you.
We were noticing that Kola Dweep, the deity, Varahadev, is the presiding deity here. So that property in Govardhan, we signed the papers on the appearance day of Lord Varahadev.
Thank
you. And you have mentioned that Kola Dweep and Giridhar's Govardhan are Narcissus. So on that day at Govardhan we and on Nityananda Trayodasi the next day we began
after that Mahaprabhu and
Mahamantra.
They have also managed to vacate the room.
Not yet, but they are managing.
They are managing.
Uh-huh.
They are telling that in 4 or 2 days.
Still it is not done, but it will be done. They feel within the next 2 days. Some final papers.
It is the most suitable place in the whole world. In every way. Dhanghati is here, and the Dhan Villa is the best of all, which was offered in the world. I think this place is on the bank of Dhan Nivartan Kunda. You know Dhan Nivartan Kunda? Dhan Ghati, he took Dhan from Gopi. And Gopi changed the place from Krishna. Also, Rasasthali is nearer to that place in Chandra Sagara. Very near.
Yes, we went there to Chandra Sagara.
It is a very important place.
It's just behind that place.
Just behind. Not so far. This place has been I remember all these things we are sitting. That the Lord is here. All are coming, and also Jamuna Devi, Manasi Ganga, and Saraswati Devi. So this is how it comes around. Sometimes I am dying. Brahma has done lots and lots of charities here. To the government, east and west. Also, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to this place 3 years ago when he was ready. And he used to come to Vidyanagar for this Kuliyadi. also you guys came here and heard the Bhagavat of
Devananda,
and he became senseless. Devananda Pandita. The disciple were enough Bhagavata Bhakta and Rasi. They were in class, classes only for learning Bhagavata for many meters. As in Vrindavan, there are so many schools of Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially smart Brahmins are like that. They thought that it is Vighna Badha. Vighna Badha means there's some obstacles in our reading. When he became senseless, they took Srinivasa Pandit out of the classroom. They kept them very far away. When he came in center, he saw that I am in street. Then he went to my office. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that actually there is no Srimad Bhagavat with Devananda Pandit. And if there is outwardly any Bhagavat, I will word and told.
There it is.
Any Bhagavat can speak on Srimad Bhagavat, and he can read and teach Bhagavat. And if he is not Bhagavat, he should not take Srimad Bhagavat. And he became so furious with Devananda Pandit. When Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to this place, Devananda Pandit met him. And he knew what is Bhagavat. Who is Bhagavat? Then he became so thankful. And he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And said, Mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that I can see you. You should go to Srivas Pandit. Srivas Pandit was easily pleased, and he came to Mahaprabhu and told that he should be given. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a Rasik Bhaji. Also Gopal and Chapal. Gopal Chapal disturbing Srivas Pandit in Mayapur, keeping some bad things on the door of Srivas Pandit when Kirtan was going nice. He used to keep wine, this separate. And wanted to disturb. So he became kushta, leprosy. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he came here. He came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you should first go against the Srivas Pandit at Krishna Bhakti, and he became all right. also Gopal Chakravarti of Saptagram, who disturbed Haridas Thakur and rejected the philosophy of Nam Tattva and told that by Nam any can have not called Haridas. Haridas Thakur told that only by Abhas Mukti can be. No use of Bhari. And he became so furious and told that if you are not right, you will have to be attacked by leprosy, or my eye will be. I will have leprosy. After 3 days, he became leprosy and nose and ears and leprosy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here after taking sannyas in the way to Vrindavan. He came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a wise Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a new space and he became again very beautiful he was, and again he was transferred to Krishna Bhakti. Also the Shastra, Asudan, and the teachers of souls of Nodi. They had so many aparad with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were ready to beat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for that high reason, Mahaprabhu took